Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin. Gufa, Rav Amar Shtabishkani, Ushmol Amar Lo Shtabishkani. Returning to the conversation between Chagai and the Kohanim, who had to come back from Bavel to help build the second base of Mikdash, the Amoraim debate whether the Kohanim answered Chagai's question correctly. Rav says that they were wrong in saying that the food does not become Tameh because the question was about a Revi Lutumah, and Shmuel says that they were correct because the question was about a Chamishi Lutumah, as indicated by the phrase V'naga B'knafa, which implies that the bread didn't touch the sheretz directly, it touched something that the sheretz had touched. The Gemara brings a Raya against Rav, and then a Raya against Shmuel. Tashma, further in the conversation, Chagai asks whether a Tamei mace can generate a Revi Lutumah on Kachim, and the Kohanim correctly said that they can. According to Rav, why would the Kohanim make a mistake about Tumas Sheretz, but not about Tumas Meis? So the Gemara gives two answers to that question. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avuah says that they were simply much greater experts in Tumas Meis than they were in Tumas Sheretz. Ravina answers that Hasam Ravi, Hacha Shlishi, the case of Tumas Meis was not about a Ravi, which they did not know about, but about a Shlishi, which they did know about. Tashema. The Gemara then challenges Shmuel based on the pasuk where Chagai declared everything that the Kohanim offer to be Tamei. According to Shmuel, they never got anything wrong about Tumah, so why would we consider everything that they offer to be Tamei? So Gemara answers, Atmoi kamatama. Chagai wasn't actually saying that their avoda was Tamei. He was wondering, considering their expertise, if anything they ever made was ever Tamei. The Gemara goes back to discuss which liquids Yosef ben Yoezer had said are Tahar. Gufa, Rav Tani Mashki Beis Mitbechaya, V'Levi Tani Mashki Bei Midbechaya. Rav held that only blood and water are excluded from Tumah, but Levi held that even wine and oil, which are used on the Mizbeach, are precluded from Tumah. It's important to remember that there was also a machlok as Rav and Shmuel, whether Yosef ben Yoezer meant to preclude the liquids from Tumah entirely, or just that they can't be metame other things. So the Gemara connects this machlokas with some other discussions we have had about liquids in the Beis HaMikdash becoming Tameh. First, according to Levi, that oil and wine are also precluded from Tumah, if he accepts Shmuel's understanding that Yosef ben Yoezer said that they can become Tameh themselves, but just can't be metame other things, we can explain that the Kohanim were correct in telling Chagai that the list of items including oil is itself Tameh, assuming they each touch the Rishon directly. However, if Levi accepts Rav's understanding that these liquids cannot become Tameh at all, there'd be no way to explain the conversation between Chagai and the Kohanim. Second, Shmuel's opinion that the Kohanim were correct in saying that the liquid cannot become a Chamishi L'Tumah makes sense if he held like Rav, that only blood and water are excluded from Tumah, so the liquids that the Kohanim were talking about can become Tameh, just not to the level of Chamishi. If, however, Shmuel held like Levi, that oil and wine are also excluded from Tumah, it doesn't make any sense that the Kohanim would only exclude the liquids from becoming Chamishi, which implies that they can become a Shlishi or a Revi. According to this, they should be nothing. They can't even become Tameh at all. The Gemara then brings two brises, one to support Levi, the other to support Rav. The brise that supports Levi teaches that even though Yayin, Shem, and Dam, and Mayim all cannot become Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, as per Levi's understanding, if these liquids were made Tameh outside the Beis HaMikdash and then brought inside, they would be fully Tameh. The brisa that supports Rav discusses just water and blood, like Rav understood, and says that they are tahar, whether they're in kalim or in the ground. Amar Rav Papa, Mashki Beis Mitbechaya Hilchsa Gemirila. Rav Papa says that typically liquids can become Tameh even on a Daraisa level. The reason that certain liquids in the Beis HaMikdash cannot become Tameh is that it's Halacha L'Moshi Misina, that they're Tahar. The Gemara rejects this because Rav Elazar learns from the Tara of liquids in the Beis HaMikdash that even liquids outside the Beis HaMikdash are only Tameh Midrabanan, and we wouldn't be able to derive anything about liquids in general from a Halacha L'Moshi Misina. Also, Rav Shimon, whose opinion Rav Papa was explaining in the first place, clearly holds that the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are only excluded from Tumah Drabanan, clearly indicating that the exclusion is an exclusion midrabanan and not a halacha l'moshe misinai. We had a brisa on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph that said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumas Mashkin, the Tamei Tumas Kelim Daraisa, that liquids can be Metamei Kelim on a Daraisa level. And that is why, if we have a suffix whether a Kli had come into contact with the Tamei liquid, we assume the Kli is Tamei. The Gemara asks that in another brisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if liquid touched the outside of a Kli, its inside doesn't become Tamei. Whereas if a Sheretz touches the outside of a Kli, the inside also becomes Tamei. Apparently, because liquids can only be Metamei Kelim on a Drabbanan level. At first, we try to distinguish between liquids that became Tameh from touching a Sheretz, which would be able to be Metame Kelim Midaraisa, and liquids that became Tameh from touching Tameh hands, which would only be Metame Kelim Midrabanan. However, the Gemara rejects that explanation and instead concludes Chazar Bo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda simply changed his mind and holds that liquids can only be Metame Kelim Midrabanan.